Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Darren Lewis. Batting second. The third baseman, John Valentin. Batting third. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Nomar Garcia-Para. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Darren Bragg. Batting seventh. The DH, Mitra Cummings. Batting eighth. The catcher, Scott Hatberg. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Donnie Sadler. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Pedro Martinez. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The shortstop, Mike Caruso. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Greg Norton. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jeff Abbott. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mark Johnson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Schneider. And now, play ball. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lewis moves to third. Nomar Garcia-Para is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Garcia-Para hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Norton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schneider fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Durham strikes out. One out. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Caruso hits a line drive towards first. Vaughn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia-Para scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bragg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Norton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bragg for the out. One out. Mitra Cummings is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cummings hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hatberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hatberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn juggles the ball. That's an error on Vaughn. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Norton hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hatberg fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ventura moves to second. Jeff Abbott is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Abbott hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cameron hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A three-run home run. Three runs are unearned. It's 3-0, White Sox. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Donnie Sadler is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Sadler strikes out. One out. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentin hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a fly ball into right field. Abbott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Mike Caruso batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Caruso is 0-for-1 in the game. Caruso takes first base on ball 4. Durham moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Durham moves to third. Caruso moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Durham scores. Caruso moves to third. One out. It's 4-0, White Sox. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Caruso tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, White Sox. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. Ventura strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nomar Garcia Parra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia Parra is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia Parra hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. O'Leary is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Leary takes first base on ball 4. Garcia Parra moves to second. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bragg is 0-for-1 in the game. Bragg strikes out. One out. Mitra Cummings is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cummings is 0-for-1 in the game. Cummings hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Norton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Norton strikes out. 1 out. Jeff Abbott is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Abbott is 0-for-1 in the game. Abbott strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cameron is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Cameron hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Cameron. The throw from Hatberg and he is safe. Cameron steals second. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. There's a wild pitch. Cameron moves to third. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Hatberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatberg hits a fly ball into right field. Abbott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Donnie Sadler is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Sadler is 0-for-1 in the game. Sadler hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Lewis is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Durham hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Caruso is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Caruso hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Caruso for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Valentin is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentin hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Vaughn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nomar Garcia-Para is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Garcia-Para is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garcia-Para strikes out. 2 outs. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 0-0. O'Leary is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. O'Leary hits a line drive beyond second. Durham can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Vaughn moves to second. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bragg is 0-for-2 in the game. Bragg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Norton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bragg for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ventura is 0-for-2 in the game. Ventura strikes out. Hatberg drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Ventura out. Two outs. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Norton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Norton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Brian Ward now pitching. Keith Mitchell pinch hits for Mitra Cummings. Keith Mitchell is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Mitchell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Varitek pinch hits for Scott Hatberg. Jason Varitek is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Varitek hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Donnie Sadler is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Sadler is 0-for-2 in the game. Sadler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Darren Lewis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Lewis is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lewis takes first base on 4. Sadler moves to second. Carlos Castillo now pitching. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Valentin is 0-for-3 in the game. Valentin takes first base on 4. Sadler moves to third. Lewis moves to second. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Vaughn is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Vaughn hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jason Varitek now catching. Jeff Abbott is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Abbott is 0-for-2 in the game. Abbott strikes out. One out. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Cameron is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Cameron strikes out. Two outs. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bragg, who is chasing the ball. Johnson reaches third base with a triple. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Durham is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Durham takes first base on 4. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Caruso is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Caruso hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Sadler fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Garciaparra is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Garciaparra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 3-0. O'Leary is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Leary takes first base on 4. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bragg is 0-for-3 in the game. Bragg hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Trot Nixon pinch hits for Keith Mitchell. Trot Nixon is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Nixon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos Valdez now pitching. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to second. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0 for 3 in the game. Ventura strikes out. 1 out. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Norton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Norton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sadler fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Horry now pitching. Jason Varitek is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Varitek is 0 for 1 in the game. Varitek hits a line drive towards short. Caruso reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mandy Romero pinch hits for Donnie Sadler. Mandy Romero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Romero hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Lewis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, White Sox. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Valentin is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Valentin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Norton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Vaughn hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Abbott. Vaughn reaches second base with a double. Nomar Garcia-Para is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Garcia-Para is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Garcia-Para hits a line drive towards first. Norton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.